Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here a quarter after the hour, Thursday, June 10th, 2021, the seven-year anniversary of this program and this station, 3,640 hours later. What an hour we had last hour. Sam Donaldson and Dick Cavett. Two men who certainly know about talk, and we thank them so much for coming on this morning. Do want to remind everybody, the WWGH Radio 7th Anniversary Party Special will be on tonight from 7:15 p.m. until 9 p.m., supported by Domino's Pizza. Telephone number 740-383-3030, and the LNP Cake Shop. Telephone number 740-382-1991. Now, in studio tonight will be myself, Angie Ever, Sean Kraft, Terry Tackett, Adam Lepp, Linda Sims, Pastor Whitaker, Nate Redman, Glenn Coble, and Pastor Craig. Guest stars tonight, 40th Treasurer of the United States, Mary Ellen Withrow, and the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Now, we had advertised that Bobby Ray, the Kazoo Man, would be here tonight, and at this point, we don't know what will happen with that. Just some transportation issues at this particular point. So if we're able to iron those out, Bobby Ray will be here tonight. If we're not able to iron those out, we'll go a different direction. We certainly will have a lot of people here regardless, which will be a lot of fun. But as I say, if we are able to iron it out in the next set of hours, he will be here, and if not, we will go ahead with everything else. Either way, it's going to be a cruncher here tonight, a lot of people and a lot of fun. And we got word yesterday that somebody else might be showing up who we had not advertised, who would be a lot of fun here tonight. So we'll see if that happens. Can't announce that until we know for sure. And apparently we're not going to know for sure until the program tonight. Now, also, we're going to have people here tonight. Jeannie Evers, Charlie Evers' wife, I understand is coming tonight. Mrs. Redman, Nate Redman's wife, will be here as well. And who knows who else will show up over this two-hour period. But what a slate we have for tonight. And again, 7 years here today. It's great. And we've got some surprises coming up this hour as the time goes on. But I did want to leave the lines open. If any of you, the callers out there, would like to say anything, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz, and we can discuss whatever is on your mind on this 7th anniversary. You know, after talking to Dick Cavett and Sam Donaldson, I try to think back to the things that have happened on this show over 7 years. And there have been a lot of really fantastic moments. One of my favorite moments was while we've been on the air here, we learned that President Harding had a daughter. You know, prior to this station existing, we did not know that President Harding had a daughter, certainly did not know that he had grandchildren, biological. And we were able to do the first interview radio with Jim Blessing, President Harding's grandson, and he has been on many times over our period here, and that has been a great, great time and great, great moments with him. Covering the presidential campaign of 2016 is something I'll never forget. The guests we had on, Jesse Jackson and Al Franken and Madeleine Albright and Roger Stone and Juanita Broderick and Phyllis Schlafly and all these people, that was a tremendous, tremendous time. I also remember the local people who we've had on this station. We had the late Dick Kiefer on here, and we had George Turoff and George Kasotis and Norma Jacob, and just a group of people who helped make this community what it is today. Former Mayor Jack Kellogg has been on a couple times. So there's all that. And then I also think about the people who are no longer with us who had shows on this station, such as Charlie Evers, of course, and the late Marge Hazlett, who did her Talk of the Town program for many years here. Martha Douse, who did a show with Marge, Marge and Martha, that was on for a period of time on this station. Paul Savage, who with his wife Glenna Savage used to do the Heaven Express program on Sundays. So, you know, when you're on for 7 years, that happens. You know, people leave us, things happen, and we have been lucky enough to have those people around and in our atmosphere here while we've been on the air, and they all were great. They just were great people. I never had a cross word with any of them, and they were always willing and eager to help. They were always willing and eager to come in and do whatever needed or wanted to be done. And that's really a nice thing. And there have been a lot of shows that have come and gone over the years. It's really a lot of fun to look back on. And boy, people who came and have visited us, like Mr. McFeely and Lulu Roman and Gallagher, have come from other states to visit us here in the studio. And then the people who came and did in-person interviews when we went to them, like Phil Donahue, like the amazing Kriskin, like the late Jim Fowler, Pat Carroll. A lot of people like that. You know, we've covered Clippers games, and we've been to Tony Pacco's when Mary Ellen signed a bun up there. Just a really well-rounded, fun time. And speaking of presidential politics, three different presidents. We've had three different presidents while this station has been on the air, Obama, Trump, and Biden. So we've been through three different administrations. We've been through two governors, Kasich and DeWine. We have had several governors on this station, Celeste, Strickland, DeWine, maybe a future governor, who knows? A lot of gubernatorial candidates, Dennis Kucinich, Mary Taylor, we covered that election. Sherrod Brown has been on, Jim Jordan has been on, local and state politicians that you know. Joyce Beatty was on. Just a fun time. And the Hollywood category has been great as well. You know, I think of people like Dick Cavett, who has been on this station. Charles Grodin. And, you know, you blank on the names. Norman Lloyd was. Ed Asner has come on many times. The man who has won more Emmy Awards than any other person. Male in the history of the Emmy Awards. So you got to remember Ed Asner. You have to look at people. Shecky Green, all the times he's been on with us, have always been a lot of fun. Pat Carroll, as I said, she has been a great repeat guest. Ashley Williams, who does the Hallmark movies, is always a great guest. So many to think back of. Hugh Downs, who used to come on with us all the time. David Hartman and Marty Allen and Pat Cooper. Just a lot of names and fun and enjoyment that we have had with this station. And again, if you want to give us a buzz, feel free. The phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Do you have a memory that sticks out in your mind, or do you just want to say something on this anniversary morning, 2021, the 7th anniversary of this station? There are a lot of memories that stick out in my mind. But, you know, it's funny because the things that I remember are small things. Things that happen sometimes off the air. Or things that have happened on trips that we've been on that maybe shouldn't have happened. I'll tell you something really interesting. No matter, at the time, it might seem like a catastrophe. Something. But once it's over with, you really don't think back on it as a catastrophe. You just think, oh, okay, well, that happened, and we move forward. And then you end up laughing about it. Election nights have been something. We've done 7 election night coverages in which we have never broken away during the coverage of the election. Now, that's difficult to do sometimes. There have been times where votes have been delayed, totals were not being released, and you really have a lack of things to talk about. But you make it through. And then those become some of the most memorable times you've ever had on the air. Because you really had to stretch to get something right. Now, here on our anniversary morning, there is something I wanted to talk about because Vax-a-Million happened last night for the 3rd time, and somebody from Richwood won Vax-a-Million. But I guess I'm a little confused. Now, Governor DeWine showed up at this person's house. Now, I did not watch it as it happened, but what happened last night? I mean, I saw the picture of Governor DeWine at the house of this man in Richwood who won Vax-a-Million. But what was that all about? I guess I didn't quite understand that. You know, the first week, all I remember is Governor DeWine congratulating the winner, and then last week, I remember him Skyping in the winners, but I'm not sure what was going on last night, because I have not seen the video. Was there video? How did that all go? Did anybody watch Vax-a-Million last night? Why was Governor DeWine in the home of the person in Richwood who won the $1 million? Does anybody know what happened last night? I have no idea. I just saw a picture and I was kind of confused on what was going on. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Does anybody know what was going on there last night? If you do, let me know. Cue me in. I'd be interested. I just saw that picture and thought, well, that's odd, because I did not know that the governor would be involved in this. Also yesterday, do you remember Congressman Renacci, who was on a few weeks ago, talked about running in the Republican primary for governor against Governor DeWine? Well, he announced yesterday he is going to run in the primary against Governor DeWine. It's a done deal now. So, there you go. Governor DeWine is going to have a challenger in the Republican primary, and a very competent challenger in former Congressman Renacci, who's got a lot of money, who's got Donald Trump's former campaign manager running his... Well, I don't know if he's running his campaign. I don't know how that all will shake out. I know he was advising on a no-money basis up till this point. I'm not sure if that's changed now since the campaign has started. But did anybody make any... Does anybody make anything of that? That Governor DeWine's going to have a primary now? Usually a sitting governor does not face a primary. But this is a pretty significant one. And if you remember Congressman Renacci on this program, he was pretty heavy-handed in his critiques of Mike DeWine. So here we are. Any thoughts on this? 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. Any thoughts on Renacci getting in this gubernatorial race, or Mike DeWine showing up in Richwood last night to... Did he have a check with him? That I didn't see. Was he just there to congratulate the person, or did he have a check with him? I don't know what happened. I just saw a picture of the man in Richwood and his wife and Governor DeWine, and it looked like they were at the home in Richwood, and I don't know what exactly was going on there. I was trying to piece it all together last night, but I was working on other things. And I thought, well, now we've got somebody who's won this thing fairly close to where we are. But if anybody can fill in the gaps for me, give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Very quiet out there this morning. Maybe Sam Donaldson and Dick Cavett knocked it out of people this morning. Two great guests in hour number one. And, you know, again, we come back to this idea of can we listen to people who have different opinions? I hope so. I think that's very, very, very important, to listen to people who have differing opinions. If we don't do that, we are not ever going to get anywhere that we need to get. If we only listen to people who agree with us, that's going to be bad. And very unfortunate in a lot of ways. Because people who agree with us are only telling us what we already know. People who disagree with us are telling us something we don't know. But can we be open-minded enough to listen? It doesn't have to change your mind. All you have to be able to do is listen. And I believe a lot of times in this country right now, one thing we don't do is listen. I'll tell you what people were listening to yesterday, though, was my critique of the movie Dirty Dancing. Holy moly, were people... I don't think people were upset about it, but people were... I don't know if they were shocked or they were taken aback that I would criticize the movie Dirty Dancing so heavily. And again, I'm not criticizing Patrick Swayze or anybody else who was in that movie. All I'm saying is, I don't understand why this movie has become a cult hit. And I guess it kind of shocked me over the weekend that I was in a store and there was a DVD which was the complete edition to Dirty Dancing. And I'm thinking, what more could there be? You know, the movie was not all that deep to begin with. And I want to say, there are movies that I don't like that I understand. Like Star Wars. Now, I can't say that I don't like it, but to be honest with you, I've never seen one of the Star Wars movies. I've never watched any of them through. Never. But I would never say that they didn't have a point, because clearly they have a very integral point. Star Trek movies, I'm not a big fan of those. And there were others. Adam Sandler movies, they all to me kind of have the same plot. So I'm not a huge fan of the Adam Sandler movies. But I do see that there is a plot there. But Dirty Dancing confuses me because I don't know the plot. You know, you can watch that thing through 75 times, and I'm not sure you will ever know exactly what the plot was to that particular movie. And I guess maybe for me, that's the confusing part. But what can you do? I guess people were taken aback by this. 34 minutes past the hour. Does anybody have anything more to say in regard to that subject? Because a lot of people had a lot to say about movies yesterday, and particularly that movie in particular. A lot of fans of that movie. As I was saying yesterday, I think the two movies that I would give the highest praise to are probably 42 and Driving Miss Daisy. Two very good, sharp movies that don't hit you over the head with anything, but yet they make a point. And they certainly do have a great plot. Although we did never figure out the plot to Fried Green Tomatoes. We talked about that movie yesterday with Jessica Tandy and Kathy Bates. Does anybody understand the ending to Fried Green Tomatoes? And I know we're going back here now about 30 years when that movie was made. But, you know, for those who haven't seen it, and I haven't seen it in a long, long time, there is, Kathy Bates is a housewife, and she's visiting Jessica Tandy in a nursing home, and somehow they strike up a conversation, and Jessica Tandy starts telling stories about this area that she grew up in, and these people who lived in this town. And that's what the, you know, a movie is just a lot of flashbacks to that particular era. But at the end of the movie, I'm not sure what it means, because Kathy Bates goes to the nursing home, finds out that Jessica Tandy has checked out. She goes to the area where this all had happened. This old flashbacks had taken place, and there's Jessica Tandy sitting on her luggage, upset because they've torn down her house. And she exclaims at this person that the person that she's been talking about all throughout this movie is a character named Iggy. And she says, well, Iggy is still alive. And she says something about you can still see her every so often. But who is that? Is that Jessica Tandy? Is that, was it just she's alive in spirit? I don't understand the end of that movie. Does anybody? 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz. 740-383-9944. The end of Fried Green Tomatoes. You know, they were probably having this conversation 30 years ago somewhere when the movie first came out. But I really have no clue what this movie was about. Well, I guess I get the plot, but the ending, I don't understand. It's kind of like Citizen Kane. You know, the ending to Citizen Kane is also a little different, should we say. You kind of have to draw your own conclusions. It's not really like the Manchurian Candidate, where they pretty much give you the ending. Manchurian Candidate, it's a shocking ending, which is why it's so good, but you get it. Fried Green Tomatoes and Citizen Kane, that's a little, I don't know if those movies are made that way so you have to draw your own conclusions. I really don't know. Now, another movie I like from that era, and it doesn't get brought up as much, is an Andy Griffith movie, and I think Patricia Neal was in this movie, and it's called A Face in the Crowd. And that has a great ending as well. Has anybody ever seen A Face in the Crowd with Andy Griffith and Patricia Neal? What a fascinating movie that is. What a fascinating movie. And what a, I don't even know what you say about that movie. That is art imitating life, because that movie was made probably in the 50s. I think it was made in the 50s because it was prior to the Andy Griffith Show. But this movie is so brilliant, so fascinating, because I think we have seen this happen many years later. Has anybody seen A Face in the Crowd with Andy Griffith? Give me a buzz. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. A Face in the Crowd. One of the all-time greats. I wonder if we're having a phone issue here this morning. Let me check the phones. Okay, I think we're okay. So yeah, Face in the Crowd, a classic. And if you haven't seen it, you really should pull that out. I don't know where you get it. I don't know if it's on Netflix or Amazon Prime or any of these, but find A Face in the Crowd and watch that. And you will draw comparisons with many things, no doubt in my mind. Does anybody else have any movies like that that have stuck with you over the years? I know A Face in the Crowd sticks with me, 42, Driving Miss Daisy. Those would be mine. And then on the bad side, I guess Dirty Dancing sticks with me as just being a bad movie. But I've learned, I guess, that people watch it for other reasons. Although, to me, it's a little bit of a conundrum. All right. I think we do have another special guest here coming this morning in the next 5 minutes. So excited about that here on 7th Anniversary Day, 2021. Station started June the 10th, 2014. Doesn't that seem like a little bit of time ago? And all the people who are here who do great, great shows. You know, Glenn Coble and Nate Redman and Pastor Whitaker and Linda Sims, who's been here since the beginning, and Pastor Craig doing a new show in the last couple months, and Adam, and of course Terry and Sean and Angie, who's been here for about a year now. It's just a really, really great group of people. There is never any anger. We get together twice a year. We get together at anniversary time, and we get together during Christmas. And there is never, I've never known there to be an argument or a disagreement at any of these events, which is very, very nice. It's nice that people get along and have a good time and eat and drink and enjoy each other. And you'll hear it tonight because we broadcast it live on the air from 7 to 9 tonight here on this station. So don't forget to tune your radio in tonight. You won't want to miss that for love nor money. Don't forget, Glenn Coble does come up when I go off today, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then Swap Shop today, which it is still my understanding it has been picking up over the past few weeks. Swap Shop from 12:10 to 1 p.m. should be some great programming here today on WWGH Radio. Anniversary parties are a little difficult to put together, but worth all the work and all that goes into them when everybody shows up that night and you end up having a good time. And that's what we look forward tonight to tonight on the air. A good time. So I hope you will join us 7 to 9 tonight. 43 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Well, we've been through the movies again today, and we continue on in our quest maybe to get to 4,000 hours. You know, being at 3,640 hours right now, maybe we'll get to 4,000. This show will get to 4,000. I'm not sure where other shows are at this particular point, but I guess 2 hours a day, 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year, for 7 years, we get 3,640 hours. So that is the way it goes. Go ahead, caller.
You can't forget Coal Miner's Daughter. Anybody that had cable in the 80s has seen that movie no less than 37 times.
The Loretta Lynn story. You know, Loretta Lynn, I think she's still alive living in a trailer park somewhere.
She is not living in a trailer. She's made more money than we will ever see in a lifetime. That woman is rich.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I heard she's living in a trailer. When I was in Nashville, I heard from several people in the know that she's in a trailer park.
Real? So you're being serious?
Well, that was my understanding. I mean, I can't report. Well?
A trailer park? Doesn't she own, like, I don't know, some kind of great big mansion or ranch or something?
You know, I don't know. I know she always dressed like she was in a trailer park.
How do people in trailer parks dress, Scott?
Well, you know how she dressed. She had, like, those,
She was, like, to me, like she was ready for prom.
What? No. Well, maybe if the prom is in, like, Hooterville. But
she always had those big, fluffy gowns.
Right, she had big fluffy gowns, and there's nothing wrong with. I would live in a trailer park. I don't know why that's a bad thing to say that Loretta Lynn lives in a trailer park.
Well, something about her mansion was haunted. You ever heard that?
Well, maybe it's haunted by the ghost of her accountant who ran off with all her dough.
Oh, this is news to me. I didn't know that she had an accountant that took off with a bunch of money.
Well, I know that her and her husband didn't see eye to eye.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know if he was her manager or how that all worked out, but I just heard that, I mean, I think it's been in the tabloids, too, that she's, and heaven knows, I believe everything I read in the tabloids.
Well, I'm going to have to research on that. So, I mean, I'm not volunteering, but just out of curiosity, if somebody were willing to go get the kazoo man, what time would this need to go down?
Well, he would have to be here by 7. So however long it would take to go to Columbus, and I'm, you know, what is it, 45 minutes, an hour? I don't know.
Oh, that depends on how you drive.
Right, right. And he's a very entertaining fellow. So, you know, the car ride to pick him up and take him home would be very entertaining.
Hmm. Would you guys let him know that the person was coming, or did you just go down there and flag him down? Or?
No, I would give the person who was doing it his phone number. I would let him know, and then we would just make the connection that way. That way there's no confusion.
Right on. Okay, have a good show.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye. All right. And by the way, if you would like to volunteer for that, shoot me an email, and we'll get that all taken care of. It'd be fun to have him here tonight. My email, scott@wwgh1071.com. Just shoot me an email, and I will get his information to you, and we can work that all out. It'd be fun to have him here tonight. All right, I think we've got one more special guest coming. And I'm kidding about Loretta Lynn. I like Loretta Lynn. I think she's one of those... I don't know if she's the queen of country music, but she's right up there. Very, very, very talented woman. But I did hear she was living in a trailer park. Now, that could have been from somebody who's nuts. But that was the word on the street. But maybe she's rebounded. I think she had a stroke a few years ago. I remember I said that kind of jokingly at the Grand Ole Opry when we were broadcasting from there, and I think people thought I was going to get killed. I don't know what's wrong. What is wrong with a trailer park? I have never understood why trailer parks have a bad rap. You know, I've known people who lived in trailers all their lives. Why is that such a bad thing? You know, we have them to live in. It's nice to have heat and air conditioning and all that sort of thing. Electricity. Why is it so bad? I've never understood. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. There was something, though, with Loretta Lynn's husband. He's dead now, I think. But there was some kind of a friction there. I don't remember what it was. But there was something. And I think I watched this in some kind of biography. That there was some kind of tension between Loretta Lynn and her husband. What did that turn into? I have no idea. But here we are on this morning. Give us a buzz if you have anything to say. 740-383-9944. We're just counting the moments away here on a Thursday morning, June the 10th, 2021. And I can report today, by the way, on 7th anniversary day, that the clocks are working. The atomic clocks are working. So the fact that we have got that working today on anniversary day, that's got to be a good omen. That's got to be a good sign all the way around. Clocks are working here on anniversary, what do you call this? 7th anniversary day? Yeah, we'll go with that. You know, when we started in the mall, I'm still trying to remember who the first guest was 7 years ago today. I believe it was Dick Kiefer, because I think Dick Kiefer had just closed one of his... He didn't close the whole store down, but he had just closed a store in downtown Marion. Part of his... Was it the women's section or the men's section or something like that had went on about 7 years ago. So I believe the first guest on the station was Dick Kiefer, if I remember right. It's all taped, so I could figure this out. But I know the first show on the station, I think, was just a talk show. I think I was on with Sean Kraft, if I remember right. All right. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I was listening to your radio there this morning, and someone said that the governor... was at Richwood.
Yeah, I didn't understand that. I saw a picture this morning of Governor DeWine with the winner of Vax-a-Million last night in Richwood.
Well, we missed it last night, and I heard through the grapevine this morning that he does that to every winner and hands them the check per se, whatever it may be. I know it couldn't be $1 million. If it is, I hope I get that, because... if I get all the $1 million, I don't have to pay taxes on it, maybe. I don't know.
Well, I get... See, but here's what this does, I think. If the governor is not on your doorstep at 7:30, you probably don't even have to watch anymore because you haven't won.
Well, yeah, that's right. That really broke my heart when I heard that was going on. I thought, well, I'm going to hear my name announced, but that's history. They find that out and go through all the channels and see if you are legit or not. But daggone it, Scott, there's still a chance maybe Marion will hit the map.
Well, we've still got two more shots at this.
One thing nice about it, if I get a free call that I've won, is there availability that you could get your not only 2 hours, maybe another hour put into your day on your record of being on the air, and DeWine could be there and maybe shake your hand?
Well, sure. You know, Governor DeWine was on about 3 years ago, so it'd be good to have him back.
Oh, he was there on your... I did not know that.
Yeah, he was on back when he was running for governor.
Oh, I mean, personally there at the studio?
No, we did it over the phone.
Well, that is the hang-up, yeah. That's a little misleading there. I mean at the studio in person now.
Oh, yeah, I'd make time for him to come on in.
Yeah, if I won.
Yes, bring him on over, and okay. We'll give him a cup of coffee or something.
Yeah, well, I thought maybe that moonshine would be appropriate, wouldn't it?
Well, I think, you know, he's in trouble now, because now he's got somebody running against him in the primary, and he might need something.
Okay, Scott. Hey, by the way, I've been listening to a little conversation on the movies, and you know, on your replay, I never get a chance to listen to replays or anything like that anymore. That I seem can't find out when they're on and when they're off. But I know I can do that. But I understood the other day. You said, "Well, now I'm not a movie fan. I don't really care about movie stuff." Well, I want to tell you, I'm misled on that because I've listened to you on this movie thing, and my wife there listened with me, and you're pretty right up to the stuff on movies, and they go back a while for a guy that don't watch them now and don't much know, and refer to the scenes and the talk, and frankly, ma'am, I don't give a damn. You know what I mean?
That's exactly right. Well, you know what? I got to tell you, I've seen clips, I guess, more than to sit through a whole movie. I don't know why I don't have you really have to have a good movie for me to sit through the whole thing.
You know, when I refer to that, Scott, I forget that some people, it's really movie, but they go to the theaters and watch them, you know, and so sit there with the popcorn and the whole bottle of wax. But you're talking about, yeah, you just kind of hit skip on some clips or maybe with your friends and stuff and just go through some of the highlights. I understand that now. I have to apologize to you on that. Okay. I see how I am. Your mind kind of wanders off, and you kind of judge a little differently. Okay, I got you.
Yeah, just bring Governor DeWine over, though. He might be a movie fan.
Well, I think he's going to be. I think he's going to. I think he's going to be the top drawer with everybody. It was about like the Trump election. Everybody, he come from New York. All he knows how to build skyscrapers, and I thought he talked awful good. Being a person, now I don't know how the cameras do when the presidents get up there and they look down and look up and look down, but Trump had his eyes focused on the cameras and everything. He loved that anyhow, so he was really willing to do that. But he put on a good show. He was on TV every day, and I never seen other presidents of the United States. And of course, my time only goes back to 41, so about Eisenhower time and on through. That was Carol and I's viewing of presidents, and they didn't give speeches and was on TV like that every day, and that's kind of faded away. I don't see the President of the United States today almost every day, isn't he, President Biden?
Yeah, quite a bit. You know, though, what made me feel good last night was, though, when I saw DeWine over in Richwood, you know, congratulating or doing whatever he was doing with the Vax-a-Million winner, I now feel comfortable because I know that if he does lose his reelection bid, he could sell Tupperware door-to-door because he's good at he's got a thing now.
Well, yeah, he's got the name and the reputation that he will deliver on time.
He will, and he shows up early, and he does bring the goods, and that's great. I mean, he reminded me of Ed McMahon last night. It was great.
Well, he don't have anybody jumping up in the air, and Ed McMahon used to catch Johnny Carson all the time, you know, in the air, and I don't know about DeWine's built and his age and stuff that he could catch. That's Domino in his arms or not, if he won, you know.
Well, my feeling is that from now on, I don't need to watch the Vax-a-Million. If the governor's not on my doorstep, I know I haven't won that week.
You got a good thing there, and I hope that I can see him on my doorstep.
Thank you. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Now, again, this has nothing to do with politics, but in your entire life, did you ever think you'd see a governor showing up on somebody's doorstep in Richwood? I don't know if he was delivering the check or was he alerting the people. I'm not even sure what he was doing over there last night, but you know, that's what Ed McMahon used to do for Publishers Clearinghouse. He would show up and tell you won $1 million. Well, now Governor DeWine is in that particular business, I guess. As of last night, at least it was Richwood, just right up the road. Boy, I wish I'd have known that. I'd have been right out there on the lawn with him. We'll get one more call in here before we go off the air today. Well, maybe not, but we've only got about 1 minute left here before we go off the air, and let's go to the call with about 1 minute left. I think this is one of our friends many, many times over the years. He's been here on three different occasions. One of our favorite people, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, David Newell. David, how are you?
But I finally did. I'm glad I did. And I just wanted to make sure you had a wonderful 7th anniversary. And you're going to go to break right now, but I got in at the very last minute.
Well, David, I want to say we got about 60 seconds left. The three times you've been here have been great for everybody. We have all enjoyed it. You've always been a great friend to me to come on when I've asked you via telephone or in person. And part of those 7 years writing in the Popcorn Festival and your appearances in the studio for Sweater Drives were great, great moments. So thank you for everything.
Oh, you're quite welcome, and I hope to make it again one of these days. But in the meantime, I'm going to say right now, happy 7th anniversary and speedy delivery, Scott.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
David Newell, Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. Very, very nice. I'm done for the day. I'll be back tonight, 7 to 9, for the big anniversary party. Glenn Coble up next for this day. This is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
Place. Just listen to former star of the Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too much. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it doesn't. I think in the end it doesn't matter, but it's just whatever you think. So I thought Marla, I wanted the M, so Marla Gibbs had a better rhythm to me.
Marla.
And so I don't know, that's why it was successful, but it was successful. So.
You're the only Marla I've ever known, and thank goodness, because you're one of a kind.
And there's two Marlas.
Oh, there's another Marla.
Yeah, Danny's daughter. No, that's Marlo.
Oh, that's right, Marlo.
They keep calling me Marlo sometimes. I say, no, that's Marlo Thomas. I said, Marlo has the money, and Marla is after it.